Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, our top story today, Major League Baseball's trade deadline expired just 5 minutes ago. And for fans of the Chicago Cubs, it's been quite a tough day. Within 24 hours, the team has traded away key parts of the core group of players that brought a World Series championship to the North Side 5 years ago. Let's get the final tally on the moves in Wrigleyville, shall we? Live from WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Oh, don't sound so down, Lisa. Don't down so down. It is the end of an era. Speculation devolving into a complete dismantling. A significantly impactful chapter in Cubs history, complete with a championship, closes. The heroes have moved. Chris Bryant, the latest, delivered to the Giants right before the deadline. Javier Baez, the all-star shortstop, to the Mets. Yesterday, Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees. And then there's Craig Kimbrel, the all-star closer, moving to the South Side, and the White Sox in return for second baseman Nick Madrigal and relief pitcher Cody Hoyer. A numbing, as you say, 24 hours for Cub fans indeed. But we were all warned this day might come. More coming up in sports at 3:16. Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 3:07. Cook County Health Administrators are keeping an eye on Lollapalooza as residents spend their days at the music festival before heading back home to the suburbs.
The co-leader of the Cook County Department of Public Health, Dr. Rachel Rubin, says she is concerned about anybody going to Lollapalooza and the potential for bringing COVID back home, wherever they live.
Everybody needs to be careful. So am I worried that this could become a super spreader event and it could spread to any number of places throughout the country, including suburban Cook? Yeah, I do have some worry about that. But like I had said before, I think that the city is doing absolutely the best they can to make sure that Lollapalooza is conducted in the safest way possible.
Dr. Rubin says the county is advising that everyone, unvaccinated and vaccinated, wear a mask indoors. It's just an advisory at this point, so she's asking businesses to cooperate and require masks. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, the latest numbers from the state show COVID-19 cases are up 46% over the previous week, and the number of people hospitalized for treatment for symptoms is up more than a third from a week ago. The Illinois Department of Public Health also reports the statewide average positivity rate is 4%. Some areas are as high as 9.5%.
One North Suburban leader says he's working to make sure that business owners from underserved communities get greater access to some of the $250 million in pandemic-related grants coming to Illinois. WBBM's Jim Gutis live on the Newsline with the story.
Keith Waukegan Mayor Ann Taylor says language barriers have prevented some Latino-owned businesses from getting assistance, while other businesses aren't getting the information they need about how to apply for the aid.
Then there's others that have not been communicated to or don't know about it. So not everybody has been successful. There's still a lot of businesses out there that have not received any aid at all.
To fix that, the state has brought in community organizations such as the Illinois Latino Small Business Partnership and the Greater Waukegan Development Council to act as navigators and guide those businesses through the process of getting help. Taylor says making sure all businesses that need assistance get it is essential to the long-term recovery of communities like hers. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man suspected of looting in Chicago last year sentenced today to a year and a half in federal prison. Prosecutors say as officers pursued and arrested Javonte Williams near State and Lake last August, A semi-automatic handgun fell from his body to the ground. The 28-year-old was not allowed to possess a gun after a prior gun possession charge for which he received probation.
We've heard it said there's a perception that people from elsewhere have that Chicago is not safe. A home health care professional from Northwest Indiana came across the border and put a voice to that for us.
As a home health care professional, Tricia makes house calls all over Northwest Indiana and Michigan, and her first assignment in Chicago had her concerned, the Auburn Gresham neighborhood here on the south side.
But yes, I guess I was a little nervous as far as where I had to go. You know, neighborhoods that are known for shootings.
She wondered if it would be safe to go alone. She says this is not about race, but the perception of violence. She also called the district police station and was told they'd give her an escort.
I didn't think they would be so nice about it, I guess is the word I want to use, because I thought maybe I might get laughed at, honestly.
We waited outside the apartment building she visited. Police did too.
Do you think that your fears are warranted?
Yes, in the sense that the reputation, again, that Chicago has, yes. And we hear sirens as we speak. So there you go.
On the south side, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, the School District 214 board has approved a return to school plan that does not include a mask mandate.
When District 214 students return August 11th, teachers, staff, students, and visitors will not be required to wear masks. That was the recommendation announced by Superintendent David Shuler, based on advice from legal counsel and approved by the school board at a special meeting. The Daily Herald reports that some Arlington Heights residents and teachers had asked the board to require students and staff to mask up, while other residents cited that if a four-day music festival can be held in downtown Chicago drawing tens of thousands of unmasked concertgoers, that kids don't deserve to be masked all day at school. The district recommendations may change according to the COVID-19 metrics in the area. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.